Iglesias right here, 720 WGN. Mr. Roper in for Anna today. Anna's taking a couple of days off. All right. We were talking about the health care situation and what's going to happen. If you have, it's one thing if you have Obamacare, ACA care, whatever it is. You're in the markets. You're in the exchange.
Okay.
Whatever, however we want to refer to that. And then you're like, well, if I'm not, what do I care about any of this stuff? I got a job. I got my thing. I don't have to worry about it. One of the issues that I think has just happened here with the president making the decision that he was going to pull out of these supplemental payments to the health insurance companies is that it guts their ability to take part in these exchanges where they're going to lose money, right? And if that happens, they're going to have to share the cost with the rest of their consumers. And that could mean you. So Mr. Health Insurance is here to explain this to us, Mark Gerda. I don't know, Mark.
The perfect man for the job.
I don't know
what. Hello, Ro. Hello, Richard. Good to be here.
Mark, when you were 13 years old, did you ever think, you know, one day I want to be Mr. Health Insurance, or were you thinking you want to be Mr. Cub? Which way did you want to go, Mark?
Absolutely. It was you know, Sandow, Kessinger, Beckert to Banks.
Yeah.
And I was thinking more like right field.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. All right, but basically my premise here is a pretty scary one, right? I mean, it, regardless of where you are in health insurance, whether you're getting it from your business or you're getting it from, you know, you have a business and you're buying it for your business, or you're on the exchanges because you don't have health insurance, you need to get it through what was once Obamacare. It does look like the whole system is getting turned over.
Well, and this is really the message I've sort of been trying to convey to people. Yeah, I make my living in this industry, but what's happened over the years is I've sort of become, or at least my business has become, a source for information, hopefully more unbiased than, you know, certain news networks. But it's very confusing, and if you look at the surveys that, you know, where people are now saying, oh, we like Obamacare, well, that's really understandable, because about 200 million people in this country have been exempt from what the ACA is doing. And like you, I agree that in the long run, this, what was determined to be a not legal payment, probably brings everybody into the ballpark with greater interest.
Right. So if you didn't have Obamacare and you were like, well, I don't care about any of this, what the president did do, and you know, I've had two people out of three on the show today say this is the president really didn't have much of a choice in this because it was deemed not to be a legal payment. So he would have had to have kept up with that because it was by executive order, not by legislation. It's spending money that Congress is supposed to spend the money, the president is supposed to direct where the money goes, right? So that's how that goes. Now, here's, I guess, the next question that I have on this is, where do we go from here? I mean, if people want to be in the exchanges, now they pull the advertising money back. I mean, this really is a drowning the baby in the bathtub situation with Obamacare. If people are dependent upon it, what should they do?
Well, first, don't forget they also shortened the period. In past years, the first year it went from November 1 until the end of February. Last year it went, I believe, till January 15th, maybe January 30th. This year the open enrollment period is November 1st till December 15th. And if you don't get anything during that period, you're not making any changes or getting anything unless it's outside of the exchanges.
For 2018, so, for all 2018, right, or for half
2018.
Of 2018.
Okay. Right. And then add to that, at least here in the Chicago area, everybody who had a Blue Cross individual plan got a letter that says, hey, your plan is being discontinued December 31st, 2017. And what that meant was, you know, and you know, health insurance is always known for being clear, simple, and easy, right? It's no, not really.
Who, what, when, hi, what, yeah. What, Mark?
Yes, right.
I know. Anybody who's ever had to sit through that HR meeting when you first join a company and then they're trying to explain to you what your pre-tax dollars are, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
You get that packet that lands with a thump on your desk.
Right.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll email it to you.
my business exists to try to simplify it, but now you add in these confusing narratives on the ACA, and it makes it even worse, and I think people are really frustrated. I can't even tell you who to trust.
So let's go back to Blue Cross here. We're a little short on time, so let's go back to Blue Cross. If you got that letter from Blue Cross, what should you do?
Well, what it meant is your plan number is changing and your deductible or copay is going to get indexed. And you're going to get rolled to a different plan. So it meant nothing, but it scared everybody.
So people will still have the insurance, but their costs are going to go up, essentially, right?
Right. And many people, if you have a subsidy or you have cost sharing, know that those subsidies for you to lower premium will still be there in 2018. Know that if you're getting a cost-sharing reduction, which reduces your deductible or copayment, that's also going to be there in 2018. It's just the insurance companies who have already priced in. They had already priced in for 2018 that this money wasn't coming. It's just money from them. So it's going to be fine, but you need to make sure that you are on top of stuff. And if you need to recertify your income for 2018, you need to do it between November 1st and December 15th.
I don't know. I don't like the way any of this sounds. All right,
it's all awful.
Yeah. All right. So now, where do you see this ending, Mr. Health Insurance?
I don't. You know, right now, Medicaid blows up in 2023. That was the sort of the time bomb frame on the Obamacare rules regarding states having to share certain costs. And I thought that both bills this summer offered improvements for everybody, but at some point everybody's got to get together and come up with a permanent fix.
We just had a congressman on who says he cannot imagine how that's going to get done.
Yeah, I don't see it in the short term either. But eventually it has to happen. And the more people, I think, unfortunately, that more people are going to feel pain before there's a more permanent resolution. So I have higher hopes for the Cubs bullpen than I do for quick solution to health care.
Health insurance went there.
Oh, God. That's the worst. My health actually deteriorates in a measurable way after the relief, after the starter leaves the game, at least until they get. And I'm not, you know, I know everybody's like crazy about this Wade Davis. I'm not so crazy about him.
Oh, boy.
It's too much palpitation with me.
Come on, he was good all season. He had a couple of bad games.
All right, well, it's I don't
Cubs
know why
in seven, right?
Yeah, it'll have to be
Cubs,
apparently.
Cubs in seven and healthcare resolution in 2019.
Okay, let's see. Cubs in seven, Medicaid blows up in 2023. You heard it from Mr. Health Insurance.
All right.
Yes, you did.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Ro. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks,
see you
Mark.
Around.
All right, there goes Mr. Health Insurance. I don't know that helps.
Well, he's. You know, sometimes you got to take your medicine from Mr. Health Insurance because you can't get it anywhere else. Put up a.